Clary Tough.
Clary built with pride.
Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Research, price, find. Onlycars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
shut up, you mouth!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Welcome to what we call the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the very middle of September 15th. It's noon today. Let me see, let me think about this. Yeah, noon today would have been the exact midpoint for the month of September. And now the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November. Thank you.
December.
That's not how it goes. Oh, it's a long, long time.
Oh, it's a real song?
Well, of course you don't.
Oh, I thought you were just making
long,
it up.
Long time,
oh, it's
May
even before Dan's
December.
Time. Man, that really is old.
And the day gone when you reach September. You don't know that song?
No.
What's the name of it?
What the heck is it called? It's called
September.
September.
It's called the September Song. That's what it's called.
Really?
September Song.
I know Earth, Wind, and Fire did a
Frank Sinatra. Song.
It's a long, long time from May to December, but the days when you reach September. Yeah, it's a great
Frank
song.
Frank Sinatra did that?
Oh, sure he did. Lots of people did it. Well, we've had a weekend. Here we go. September Song. Old Blue Eyes. Chairman of the board. Oh, it's a long, long time, if I remember.
When I was a young man.
Oh, no. He does one of these setups.
Oh, yeah.
Prologue.
I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls.
I never did like it when a song had this.
The
sort of setup. Just get to the song.
And this time came around, she came.
Yeah, because the like the radio version.
Long time. Yeah. From May to December.
He drags it out a little bit longer.
Yeah. And the days, I think he says, get short.
But the days grow short.
When you reach September.
When you reach
September. Well, he does drag it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank. We have reached September.
Reach.
What?
That was the reach. It was
Your mic was off.
Oh.
Do we have any Burke segment? I have some things we're going to talk about today, and I have a great joke today. And I think we have to discuss and take some calls about this whole business. Can you believe how every few years the whole topic of spanking and discipline and corporal comes up? And then when it does, it just takes over.
Mm-hmm.
It's all they want to talk about. And nothing really changes. And we'll get to that. Do we have Burke segment?
I do.
All right. Well, I jumped right in today, try to make up for the last two or three times when you have not been a team player or contributor. Ladies and gentlemen, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss.
Thank you so
You're
much,
welcome.
Frank. We had many listeners come out to see us play Saturday night, our band play Saturday night. Speech came out. Remember Speech, Ben?
Yeah.
He came out with his wife, and a guy named Tom came out.
Oh, yeah, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So this
I remember Tom.
Yeah, Tom. But Tom, we were outside outside during a break. And
great
Tom,
story.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
That is a great story. Do you have anything, Peon?
Yes, I do.
Tom came out.
Are you not finished?
No, not finished.
Sorry.
Tom came out, and he was talking to me and telling me how much he likes the show and everything. And he says, that Eon the Peon, that guy is one smart dude, man. He knows everything. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, man, you guys will be talking about something. And all of a sudden, he just comes up with the explanation. He comes up with everything. He knows something about everything. Yeah. He is really, really smart.
It's called being right in front of a computer.
That's what I told him.
It has nothing to do with it.
Sure it doesn't.
I said, there's a computer. I said, he flips it around, and it's called Google. And he's really fast on the computer, and that's why he comes up with the stuff. I said, he is smart.
Now, you destroyed the whole image.
You
ruined it.
Thanks for backing me up.
Why didn't you let him think? Yeah, he knows everything. I think he's a genius.
I told him though. I said Colin Jeffrey's the one that knows everything.
Yes,
that's true.
I said he will come down and tell us, or he'll tell it peon in his ear or something like that. But
he'll pee in his ear.
Yeah, peon.
No. He'll tell peon. Tell me into my ear.
Okay.
But I just thought that was funny. The perception.
That's not your contribution, is it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That Peon, you played, and a guy came out and said, Peon's really smart. That's
your
story?
He was a very smart guy. It wasn't much that went on this weekend. My sister, we celebrated my sister's 50th birthday.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
4010.
Yeah. Peon, do you have anything?
Yes, I do. I have a couple things.
It's going to be tough to top his.
Well, I know. I'll see what I can do here. I'm trying to find here. I'll start first. I cleaned out our file cabinet today.
Now we noticed that. Thank you.
We over the years we've never had a office. We've had a desk at one time.
Yeah, we don't need. We don't
with
need
some shelves that we never really sat at the desk. It was mostly just a whole junk. So now it's all reduced to a file cabinet. So it was amazing to see all the years.
Amazing.
Amazing to see all the different things that we've decided to
keep. Can we tell them what I have in front of me here?
Absolutely.
Now, we're trying to figure out this mystery. I walk in, and Dan said, hey, check out those playing cards. And it's a deck of cards, and they were face up. You know, they're either usually red or blue, and then the flip side has what the card is. So I pick them up, and I start flipping through them. It's a deck of gay cards. It's all gay men with their schlongs hanging out.
Well, you don't know if they're gay.
Oh, they're gay.
They're gay poses, maybe. No, but
these guys are gay.
There's no gay acts going on.
No, it's just
on
a
the
guy
cards.
Lying back on a couch with his wiener hanging out. And we're trying to now figure out, because you've got to go back years and years and years,
how
who
that ever
did we work with who was this gay?
Yeah. I have no idea.
How
those ended up in there.
In the cabinet and forgot about them. And now somewhere years ago went, oh, no, I left my gay playing cards in the file cabinet. I hope they never figure out who they belong.
There are a couple pairs of Billy Bob teeth unopened in there, still in the package. That's a rarity. Those are probably worth something. Sure. But, yeah, so it was funny to, I mean, and for all you audio junkies out there, there's pretty much every form of recordable media types in there, from everything from, I find a vinyl record in there, there were reel-to-reel tapes in there, cassette tapes,
VHS
DAT tapes, VHS tapes.
Oh man, I forgot all about DAT tapes.
Yeah, DAT came in.
Mini discs.
Yes.
all the way to CDs, to everything. So, but then I stumbled upon this. This was a poem I wrote.
Did you actually stumble like fall on it?
No, just happened. It was just an expression. Yeah, okay.
That you wrote?
A poem I wrote, and the date is actually time stamped on here, 2006.
Whoa!
So I believe
8 years ago.
2006, yeah. Right. And I believe I wrote this poem for...
Stay in school, kids. See what I just did? Study your math.
For my now wife, Angela. At the time, she was just a girlfriend, but...
when did you guys meet? Because she...
2004.
Because she called you after you told the story about the treadmill.
Email. Yeah, we started corresponding by email, which led to phone calls.
So this poem was written how many years before you got married?
Let's see.
Two?
So five. So about 5 years, 3 years before we were married.
Okay. Do you want some poetry reading music?
Yeah.
Hey, no, Bruce, have you got just, you know how you go to the piano and you just sort of play like it's something?
And this was a birthday poem, and her birthday just happened to be yesterday.
Did you read this on the air?
It's perfect timing. I did read it at the time, yes, but it's been a while.
Wait, let's seal the deal.
Yes. I'm
sure.
You read this, and she's all yours.
So this is a birthday poem I wrote in 2006. It was just her birthday. She is 35 now.
Yeah, she looks good.
She does. I gave her a card that said basically that you haven't aged all year. And I said, I agree. You don't look a day over 34. So she was happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So my poem, I'll just go ahead and read
hilarious.
It. It's your birthday again. And I love you so much. Every day is spent thinking of your kisses and touch.
Oh.
Your gift will be waiting, and with any such luck, it will make you melt in my arms, and we can have a nice long talk. Time spent together is heaven. So much love is between us.
Wow.
The way you smile, laugh, the way you take hold of my heart.
You wrote this?
I wrote this, yeah.
Wow.
Dinner will be romantic. The candles will be lit. And maybe for dessert, I can have a lick of your ice cream. Down any path in our lives, you know I will follow. And maybe tonight you could be a good girl and rub my feet.
I don't get it.
I'd fight 10 men for you, for I am no wussy.
Well, I know where this is headed.
It all would be worth it to get a piece of your birthday cake. So I emptied my heart out. There's no more to say except that I love you. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't remember ever being this romantic.
That's a Hallmark card thing.
Right? Oh, it absolutely is.
Man.
That's when I was still trying to get stuff.
Do you remember writing that?
I do. I mean, vaguely, but I still have this copy here, so it proves it.
I've told people this before. When your kids get older and they come to your house and you're not home, they tear into your stuff and they snoop. And my daughter does this. She digs through drawers. She found
mementos
all
and everything
of the letters, love letters I wrote my wife when I was in basic training.
Where did she find this stuff? Was it in your
boxes or whatever?
Oh, no, it was in a box back in the back of the closet.
Oh.
But she deliberately went. I think she just thought, where's the deepest, darkest place where they might have old stuff I'm not supposed to find? And she finds these. Now, I have never looked at these letters since they were written. I didn't even know we had them. I didn't know my wife kept them. So she calls me, and she can't eat. She's laughing so hard she can't talk. She says, I can't believe this is you. This doesn't even sound anything like you based on the way you two argue all the time today. So she starts reading these. I have no recollection of ever writing these letters.
Really?
But it's obviously my handwriting. I did write them. I do not remember. And the one where she just lost it, she screamed so loud laughing. She says that I wrote to my wife, my little pug. You've taught me what love really means. Oh, and she's just crying. She's laughing so hard.
But we will say things.
Oh, yeah. You get intoxicated.
Oh,
yeah.
You get a little bit of that, and all of a sudden.
And the hope of more, and yep. you just.
Hand over your man card for a while.
You go crazy. We used to sit in church, and I would draw little stick figures of two little stick people holding hands, and I'd put me, I'd write me, and then Pug.
Oh, my goodness.
Or Pookie. That was the other name I used.
Pug.
And I look back at that, and I go, what was it? What the heck was I thinking?
Pug Pinion.
And they think you're going to be like that the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What happened to you?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Well.
What happened to you?
If certain things kept occurring.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that was
We can close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. We're going to take a bunch of calls today. Jose's going to come in later. We'll take calls now. We'll start now. It's, well, the numbers, if you don't know them, apparently some of you do because you're already calling, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. So who all watched the Miss America pageant, huh? Raise your hands. Nobody. What's your name, peon?
I didn't even
what's
know.
What's Miss America's name? We don't know.
I heard John Carney talking about it. That was the first I heard that there was a pageant.
I don't even know who watches that or why they would watch it. I don't know why it still exists.
I did see online, though, that...
Her talent?
No. Miss Nebraska had a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
Didn't see it.
She was sitting at one point, and I guess she had a skirt on, and she...
No panties?
Uncrossed her leg. No, there was underwear there, you could see up the... She had uncrossed her legs at a certain point. And with DVRs nowadays... You have to be very careful, yes, because there will be a screenshot that will be sent around the internet.
We're going to take your calls. I saw the video of Miss New York's talent, and she's a good singer, but she had a red solo cup, and she was sitting on the floor hitting, and it didn't have anything to do with it. It didn't have anything to do with the song. It didn't add anything. I don't know why she did that. So here we go. We'll take a couple of calls. We'll play. We'll do whatever you want. We'll talk about whatever you want. Of course, eventually we have to get into this spanking versus beating whole discussion that, you know, comes around every so often. Ron, how are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Amen to him.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Have Peon look it up on YouTube or whatever, but the song you started with, or the September song?
Mm-hmm.
Willie does the best version.
Oh, I have it on my iPod right now in my pocket.
Yeah, there you go. Willie does a great version.
He does a fantastic version, and you'd never expect it from Willie Nelson, but it is really, really pretty. A pretty rendition.
It was very good. All right, see ya.
All right, boop. There you go. And here comes Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You, sir?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to mention to you, now that you just closed the Burke segment.
Mm-hmm.
Waterloo is honoring
Mr. Burke.
Mr. Burke here in the first week of October. I'm sorry I don't have the exact date.
I do. I got about six emails about this.
All right. Well, I just happened to notice I live in Columbia and I went to Waterloo and I know Mr. Burke. I knew Mr. Burke. He was one of my teachers also, and I just thought you might be interested.
Yeah.
And that's all I got.
I think it's a great idea and I'm glad they're doing it. And thank you for letting me know. I appreciate it.
Sure enough.
All right, Chris.
All right, bye.
Yeah, Mr. Burke, the Burke segment is because of a history teacher I had, and they're going to, the legacy wall or something in Waterloo, he's going to be remembered. And I guess it's just the very few really outstanding teachers get
that's kind of cool.
Memorialized somehow here. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Yeah, that's why you're fine. How can we help you?
Frank, I just want to call and tell you, I wait all day to listen to your show. I drive a dump truck, and I listen all day. I go through Carney and all the rest of them, just listen to your show, and you guys just brighten my day. And
well, thank you.
You guys got one of the best shows on the radio.
What?
Yeah, I know. Malfunction there. You got the best show on the radio. I'm going to try it again in case you cut out.
I've heard you that time. Now, when you listen to the other shows, do you just have them on so you don't forget?
Just so I don't miss your show.
I think a lot of people do that. If you listen to something else, you might forget to change it back. And I think they have them on just to kind of suffer through it, just to make sure.
You do suffer through it. And you sit and listen to it. What am I doing? It's like poking my ears with needles. I'm like, I'm listening to it. There's no comparison. You guys are the best. There's no comparison at all.
Well, okay.
Thanks, John.
You guys have a good day, Frank. I like you guys' show.
You almost said you loved us, but that would have sounded kind of gay. I get it.
Yeah, I would. I'm exit only.
Well, John, we love you too. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
Exit only.
And not in a sexual way. What?
He said, I'm exit only.
Well, me too. Right there with him. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Hey, my wife and I went to that Zac Brown concert on Friday night. Other than it being cold, though, I've seen him two times. I just think they're amazing. I think he's tremendous, and he just surrounds himself with such great talent. I was just curious what you thought. I didn't know if he was your cup of tea or what.
No, I let's put it this way. Here's how much he is my cup of tea. I haven't been to what I still call Riverport for at least 8 years. It's been 8 or 10 years. But I went Friday night to see Zach Brown, and I love Zach Brown's music. Here's what I did not like about Friday night. Too many covers of other people's music. Okay, I didn't want to hear Marshall Tucker. I go to Marshall Tucker concert. I didn't want to hear Billy Joel, piano man. I wanted to hear Zach Brown. My other complaint is that the one song we wanted to hear more than any other was Chicken Fried. Okay, and where does he put it? At the very end, after that fake encore they do when they come. So we generally, and we did it Friday night, get up and head for the parking lot. And that last song, or next to last song, and of course that meant we didn't hear the one song we wanted to hear. And I would have moved that up. Now let me ask you something else. Why is it? And I'm a country music fan. I was in the country music radio business for 8 years in what I consider the heyday, the '80s, when Alan Jackson came along, Garth Brooks came along, George Strait came along. Why is it, Bill, that these groups think they have to take a portion of their show and become Metallica? Did you get the whole skeleton hard rock? What was that?
No, I'd like to hear an interview with them and ask them why they do that. I don't get it, and I'm not a big Metallica fan, but I like that song. I thought that was pretty good. I think I don't know why.
They're trying to show that they're versatile. And
I think so. I really think that's it. That's what I told my wife.
But here's the deal. Nobody cares. If you like a country music artist, or if you like a rap artist, or you like a rock, you don't care that they know how to do something else. I want them to do country. That threw me. A couple of songs completely threw me for a loop. And then one last comment, and I'll get your take on how old are you?
I am 52.
All right. Why does every concert have to be so loud?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I have my hearing is not good. Okay, I have a hearing loss, it was even loud for me. And if it's loud to me, then it's really loud.
Where'd you sit? We were row EE right in the center. Underneath the pavilion.
We were probably very close to you. We were F, I think, right in the center. But it's just so loud. And my wife said, well, it's so the people out in the grass, you know, can hear the concert. If they'd have dialed it back 50%, they could have heard it.
They have speakers out there.
Yes,
too.
And they do have extension speakers
out
there.
Yeah.
So that's my only. And here's one other thing. How about the fact that 2 days before it was 90 degrees and we get there Friday night and I saw people shivering because they hadn't dressed for it.
It was cold. Yeah. And I did. You know what? I was wondering how other people felt about the. I'm not gonna lie to you. I like that he does the other stuff, just only because he can do it, and I think it's cool. And when they were playing the Tucker, which I think they do the covers real well. He even said, the one guy, I don't know their names, the one guitar player said, we're not just covering it. We're playing the instruments. And I don't know. I don't know if somewhere down the line if they.
All right, let me throw
play or whatever, but boy, they sure can play. Now I can see why people wouldn't like that, but I really enjoyed their I really like that.
Two other gripes while I have you on the phone. I do not like the people that think they have to stand up through the whole thing. I don't like it at sporting events, and I don't like it there. I'm sitting down, and I want to sit down and watch this concert, and when people, and they can't stop them, they won't ask them to sit down. It's just they have the right, I guess, to stand up. I don't want to stand up all night. I don't want somebody standing in front of me.
That aggravates me sometimes, too. I know what you're saying. We had this girl was in front of us really getting into it, and I told my wife I was impressed. She never spilled a drop of beer, so I was pretty impressed with that.
That is impressive because the guy in front of us spilled the entire beer, and now you got a hazard. Remember Londoff's wife at a hockey game shattered her knee because a guy spilled beer and she slipped on it, and she shattered her kneecap. And I'm thinking Friday night, I hope somebody gets over here and cleans this mess up, or that's going to happen here. So the standing in front of people, I don't get. And then there was a guy, and maybe you saw him. He was in a black shirt, black pants. He had dark hair, and he was so drunk, and he walked from section to section just high-fiving everybody. Well, first of all, I don't want to touch that guy's hand.
No, no.
And if you say to somebody standing up, hey, sit down, depending on how much they've had to drink, you may have an altercation.
Exactly.
Because you can't do it in a nice way, usually. It won't do any good. And one of the people in our section did ask an usher or one of the servers, said, could you please, because there was one guy who just wouldn't sit down, and he was right in front. She said, could you please ask him to sit down? And she went over and said something to him, and then she came back to us and essentially said, I can't make him sit down, and I can't kick him out. And his response to her was, well, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to be up dancing. As opposed to saying, I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was blocking anybody's view. Sure, I'll sit down. So other than that, I'm with you. Zach, for people who know anything about Zach Brown, get their CD of their best hits. This band is incredibly talented, and every musician in there is talented, and Zach Brown himself is a very distinct, has a very distinctive voice. He's a terrific singer.
That's it.
And their music, to me, is what country music used to be and should still be. It tells a great story.
Agree. Not this pop stuff they got.
No.
I consider most of it like they got on the big country stations in St. Louis.
It's not even
pop.
Country.
To me, it's pop.
No, he's the real deal. He may not have a cowboy hat. He may have a sock on his head. But this guy writes great country music.
He does. Good words. Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm glad you enjoyed most of it. And you guys have a great day.
Are you too, Bill.
Thanks. Yeah,
that's the first time I'd say in 10 years that I've been to. Again, what I still call Riverport. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. First Community Credit Union, I hope you know by now, is where I bank. There are people on the air, and I hear them like you do, and you can tell when people are lying. At least I can. You can tell when they don't know what they're talking about, when they're reading, when they say things that are so ridiculous, like, it's the best place to bank in the United States, or the best anything. Well, we haven't shopped everywhere in the country. And I'm sure there are lots of good places to bank. I don't care about those places. I want you to bank at First Community Credit Union for two simple reasons. One, it is a terrific place to bank. And two, giving your business to the people who give us their business and support this show is what keeps this show on the air. The station does not pay $1 in salary to any of us. And when you go to First Community Credit Union, or you call them, even to just ask a question, or that you're curious, or you're interested, or maybe you're already doing business there, when you tell them it's because of this show, there's no way that all of you could really appreciate how much that means. Because when advertisers spend money, they like to try to figure out what works and what doesn't work. Are we getting a return on our investment? And when they can't tell where their business is coming from, that's tough to do. When they know where it's coming from, it just makes everybody wins. You win because you got a great place to bank. They win because they got new customers, and we win because the advertiser's happy. So if you make that decision to at least consider changing where you do your banking, please tell them your AM and the PM. And I think when you do, even though it's not a top priority in your life, once you do it, you'll be really glad you did, because it is a great place to bank, and the rates are great, and the service is great. And even though bank is not in the name, everything you want from a bank is right there at First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're traveling on eastbound 40, you've got an accident just before Highway 270. It's on the right shoulder, but traffic is really slow now between 141 and 270. Westbound 40, a little bit heavy from Hampton through McCausland. Looks like we're slow again from Spady out through 270. And you're really crawling now north and southbound 255 between the construction zone of Highway 5570 up through 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Howard Johnson. Booking a stay at Hojo.com on a Monday now means a $20 shopping gift card. Now that's what they call a happy Monday. Visit HojoHappyMonday.com for more information and happy shopping. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with the best of the best, Frank Opinion, and the game weekdays, 3 to 6. I'm Hadley. Join Jim Huer and I for the big sports show, 6:30 to 9, right here on the big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
You've heard the expression, three's a crowd? Well, join the crowd at any of the three locations of Bobby's Place in the metro area. Bobby Plager is usually just hanging out, telling stories about the Fighting Blues in the 70s. So you ought to join Bobby and the girls for the fun and enjoy great food and drink specials. Bobby's Place is located on Highway 141 and Marshall Road, a quarter mile north of I-44 in Valley Park, on North Main Street in Old Town St. Charles, and their newest location is on Washington Avenue. For all you do, this Bob's for you at Bobby's Place.
For four generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. The operative word is fresh. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large conglomerate groups. Top area restaurants know Kuna Food Service is the place to go at kunafoodservice.com.
Bowen Dental Care is that family dentist you've been looking for. At Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, they're in their second generation of family dentistry, and they've been serving patients throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area for more than 30 years. Dr. John Bowen has focused his efforts on implant dentistry that can replace missing teeth and give you a smile that functions and looks like natural teeth. Dr. Bowen is a fellow at the American Academy of Implant Dentistry, and he can fit your new implants with existing dentures to support the dentures. Afterwards, you'll be able to eat corn on the cob. When was the last time you ate corn on the cob? Bowen Dental Care offers everything for the family, whether it's orthodontics, Invisalign, dental implants from start to finish, root canal, and the list goes on and on and on. Anyone from toddler to senior, Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant. We'll see you there.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at parktownaudi.com.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better, by 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Denny here from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City, giving you 386 reasons why Friendly's is still your go-to spot, even when there isn't a game on TV. On top of the 40 TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
In the same way that a couple of years ago, listeners kept telling me, Breaking Bad, you have to go back and watch Breaking Bad. So I heard it enough that my wife and I bought a box the first five seasons. It ran for six. So we, binge watched five seasons. And I'm so glad we did. So in that same vein, I will tell you, if you've never seen Ray Donovan, it's on Showtime. Go out. This is the second season, I believe. Go out and get the first season, because this show is so addicting, and it's violent, and it's well written. In the same way, what made Breaking Bad so great was the casting was perfect. The writing was unbelievable, the way it's shot and the storyline. And Ray Donovan has all that same stuff. Liev Schreiber, who most people don't know who he is perfect for this part. And he's essentially a fixer. He's beyond the public relations guy. He's the guy you call if you're an athlete and you have a girl in a hotel and she overdoses and dies in your room. Or even better, you're a movie star and nobody knows you're gay, and your young gay boyfriend lover dies in your hotel room, you call Ray, and Ray will take care of it. And Ray gets paid a lot of money by wealthy people to fix things and cover things up. And John Voight is in it. My goodness, I think this may be the best thing John Voight's ever done. He's perfect in the role of Ray Donovan's dad. So Ray Donovan, as we get toward winter and it's going to get cold and you're shut in and you're looking for something to do, go get yourself the first season of Ray Donovan and then get caught up. I think you'll, I don't think you'll regret it. Window World is the largest selling replacement window in the country. Nobody sells more replacement windows than Window World. Now, there are a couple of companies that sell more windows, but they are for new homes. And I'm not sure how a builder decides. Well, I think I do know. Builders, I'm sorry, nothing against builders, but the truth is, if you build a house, unless you specify you want things upgraded, they're not going to be upgraded. They're going to put in the most basic of everything. They're going to put in the cheapest, most basic windows. The heating and cooling system is barely going to, it'll barely meet the minimum requirements to cool and heat your house. Same thing with the appliances. You have to, carpeting, padding. And if you have ever built a house, if you don't say, I want upgraded carpet, you're going to get the cheapest crap they can put in there. So when it comes time to replace the windows, because you will have to replace them unless in the beginning you had really good windows put in, please consider Window World, because for $189, there's not a window out there you can buy that's a better value than Window World. Whether you buy one or 100, it's $189. Great warranty, good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. Sons of Anarchy, last season, another terrific series. My wife and I have very little in common. We love movies. We love to go to the movie theater. And we have about four or five TV shows we watch together. CBS Sunday Morning, we've talked about that, which I still say is one of the best shows on TV. And we record it. And then we usually watch it later on Sunday night, or Monday. Now Sons of Anarchy and Ray Donovan. Masters of Sex is a series about Masters and Johnson. The St. Louis couple And it's funny when you watch it, because this all takes place in the late 50s and 60s. And when you watch it and you hear them say things like, I'll meet you at the Chase Park Plaza, it's really kind of cool to hear references to St. Louis streets, St. Louis landmarks, St. Louis buildings from back in the 60s. And the things that were here that aren't here anymore, the Kiel Auditorium. And somebody, I guess, has to be assigned to become an authority on the history of St. Louis. Because you know that the writer in New York or L.A., where they don't know anything about St. Louis. Maybe they go to St. Louis and get somebody and have them. Now I'm going to tell you guys something, and then we're going to do some more business and get to the news, and Jose's coming in. But promise me you won't leak this.
All right.
Because it's a movie idea.
Okay.
And I'm working on it. And it's the story of a guy who consumes, eats, and lives off of trees and tables and chairs. He'll eat maple or oak or walnut, and that's all he eats. And I have so far is that sort of basic premise and his name. Clint Eats Wood.
Clint Eats Wood?
Yeah. What do you think?
All right. That's a good start.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Eastwood. Wasn't there was it Yul Gibbons?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Who told you all the stuff you could eat, it wouldn't hurt you, and then he died.
Yes.
And you remember who he was the spokesman for?
Grape Nuts, that's right.
Yeah, they always referred to him on Match Game. They would always have Match Game questions, and they go, Yul Gibbons, either the question had something to do with a naturalist. Or
The bark of this tree is edible.
See how old he was with that. Look him up and see how old he was. Yeah, and this sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But when I heard he died, I kind of got a big kick out of it, because he's one of those guys who would come on and say, it's okay to eat this. In fact, it's healthy and it's good for, and then he died.
Yeah. Now,
64.
Oh, that's too young.
Yeah.
And maybe if he'd laid off the tree bark, and then he'd walk along and he'd reach down and grab like a some kind of a bush or, and he'd break a chunk of twigs off and chew them up and eat them. And then he'd tell you which berries, most people don't realize that the berry off of the, and he'd some plant and he'd take them and eat a handful of them is nutritious. And not only is it not harmful, it's good. Dead at 64.
Yeah.
Yul Gibbons. One quick call. I don't know who it is. We'll find out. I don't know who you are. Tell me your name. Hello. How are you?
Who's this? Jim.
Jim, how are you?
I'm just great, Frank.
What's going on?
Well, you were speaking of Yul Gibbons.
Yes.
I heard a kind of a buy of what he used to say is naturally sweet taste.
Yeah.
Remember that, him saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as a kid in Boy Scouts, some guy came up with it's naturally sweet taste reminds me of my dog Hickory's Nuts.
Hickory's Nuts.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds vaguely familiar.
I know. It sounds very familiar to me.
But the joke was it's naturally sweet taste reminds me of my dog Hickory's Nuts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we need more people like that. Anything else we need to bring back? A guy like, remember, Mutual of Omaha, Wild King, Marlon Perkins.
Oh, Marlon Perkins.
Yeah, and what I loved about Marlon Perkins was any time there was an encounter with something really dangerous, he'd get Jim, come on over here. And Jim would have to take on the anaconda or something.
Jim wrestles the anaconda in the quicksand. We sit back and enjoy.
And Marlon would sit back and narrate Jim almost getting killed.
With a hot cup of Dana Brown Safari Coffee, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, it was.
It was a hot cup of Dana Brown Safari Coffee while we watched Jim wrestle the anaconda.
For people who are not from St. Louis and never got to see Dana Brown in his commercials, boy, you missed something. That Safari Coffee. And what was the line? I'll think of it later. There was some tagline he used, but and he'd show footage of Africa, and none of this had anything to do with coffee. The cheetah is the fastest animal on the face of the earth. He can run 70 miles an hour, and then at the very end you go, try my coffee. It had nothing to do with anything in the commercial. And try my Safari coffee. Wow, I miss those days. Thank you, appreciate the call, Jim.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye. Dana Brown. And he would talk about The South African bream fish has meat so white and flaky it's like white bread. It is tender and moist. And then just as the commercial is about to run out, oh, yeah, and try my coffee. Hilarious. American Equity Mortgage. One of these days, years from now, we'll be sitting around and somebody will go, hey, remember American Equity Mortgage? Remember the phone? Except I don't think we will, because I don't think they're going anywhere. I think our kids and their kids will be able to get mortgages from American Equity Mortgage or home improvement loans or bill consolidation loans or home equity loans, because I don't think they're going anywhere. They are extremely successful, and their success is based on just a couple of simple things. Making sure that if it's at all possible for you to get a mortgage and buy a home, they want to help you make it happen. And making sure that you understand that when you do have a home and you're a homeowner, you have borrowing power that other people don't have. You have an ability, because of that equity in your home, to borrow money the smart way at low interest rates. That's it. And they do it very well, and they work fast for you. And they mean it when they say perfect or less than perfect credit, because most people don't have perfect credit. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've just cleared an accident on eastbound 70 at O'Fallon Park. All lanes are now open. A little bit of a backup behind that, but we do have a major backup now on westbound 44. It's at the Guyer Road overpass. The right through lane is blocked. Two left lanes and the two ramp lanes are getting through, but traffic is jammed back approaching approaching Lindbergh. This report brought to you by Howard Johnson. Booking a stay at Hojo.com on a Monday now means a $20 shopping gift card. Now that's what they call a happy Monday. Visit HojoHappyMonday.com for more information. Happy shopping. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's blues. It's jazz. It's a foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing in the streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages, and it's free. On Saturday, September 20th, the Big 550 kicks off fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival. For more information about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to KTRS.com.